Just like in Miss Survivor, you can't go wrong when you're picking things on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hello, everybody, and good evening. I am Rob Cisternino, and this is the 2014 Miss Survivor debate. And tonight we have our three finalists here, the three women who have got down to the last possible spot before you can be Miss Survivor, and the drama and the intrigue is mounted. And here we have all three of our finalists here tonight. Let me introduce you to them once again in the order that we interviewed them. We're going to start with a woman who, unfortunately, tonight is a little under the weather, but is sticking to her appearance schedule. And we know that it was never in doubt that she was going to be here because she always digs deep. Here she is. She is from Survivor Blood vs. Water, Sierra Easton.
Okay, hi guys. Sorry. I feel like crap, but I'm really excited to be here, and I'm just ready to go.
Let me just get this out of the way, because I'm sure it's a question a lot of the voters are asking. Are you faking this? Is this a fake sickness to gain sympathy from the voters?
I wish I was, but I'm not. I mean, on my interview, my son was sick, and I mean, it just comes with having young kids. My daughter goes to school, brings it back. And my Gatorade. I had a roll of toilet paper, but I dropped it to blow my nose. It's the worst.
Okay. All right. Well, Sierra, we hope you feel better soon. Hopefully we can get through this. If you have to run off for any reason, we understand.
Thank you.
All right. The second person we interviewed in the Miss Survivor finalist series, she is a two-time Survivor. She is a former Miss Survivor finalist, and here she is back again. There wasn't even a Miss Survivor debate back in 2012, so this is her first Miss Survivor debate. It's Andrea Belke. Andrea, how are you?
Thanks for having me. Thank you. This is my second time as Miss Survivor, and probably will be my last. So if I don't win this time, I don't know if there's going to be a third running for me for Miss Survivor.
You keep saying that it's going to be your last time. I don't like this negative Nancy attitude.
It's not negative Nancy. It's actually positive because maybe it's a little bit of a threat. Maybe I want to tell you guys, hey, like, this is the time you got to vote for me. There might not be a third time.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see that you could. You know, even if you went back a third time, you could win more than once. It's not like we have any sort of rules like that. We haven't set that up yet.
Touche, Rob.
Okay, and our third Candace date that we have here for you tonight is that she is the third finalist we talked to. She's the practical jokester of Survivor. Here she is. It's Candace Cody. Candace, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Candace, you don't have any pranks that you're planning for me tonight, do you?
No, I'm going to save that for my reign as Miss Survivor.
Okay.
A year full of Rob pranks.
Okay, there you go. All right. So let's jump into this. Here, what I'd like to do here to start is give each of you an opportunity to have 30 seconds or so to have an opening statement as to why you should be Miss Survivor, or any other message you'd like to get across to the voting public of Rob Has a Planet. So we started in the intros with Sierra. So let's start with Candace. And actually, because you guys are left to right, I'm going to start with Andrea, because I'll lose track of where we are. So Andrea, Candace, Sierra for this round. Okay. So Andrea, your opening statement time starts now.
Oh man, I thought that the first thing we did was our opening statement.
No.
Oh man. Okay. Survivor twice. I was in Stealth or Us twice, and it's my second time running. I am the only female to have a hidden immunity idol, and I may or may not play this during this interview, so be warned. And I heard that the hidden immunity idol actually does really wonderful things on Rob Has a Podcast, so I might just have to whip that out. But oh, and I hosted Reality Game Master. So I'm going to do really cool things this time around if you elect me as Miss Survivor.
Okay, good opening statement. Okay, let's move to Candace. Candace, your opening statement, please.
Okay, so I have the top three reasons that I should be elected Miss Survivor. Number one is more John Cody arm candy.
He called can't have a John Cody, darn it.
I know, but I gotta use what I can. Number two, my fans will be electing my cabinet members, the former survivors. So that means the other two girls are open to being in my cabinet if they want to be. And number three, a year full of Rob, Sister Nino pranking. And for my last part of my 30 seconds, I want to say hey to the international fans. So I have Rachel listening from Hong Kong, Charmaine from Singapore, Lincoln from Brazil, Soup Nazi and Jeremy from Canada, Big Brother fan from Poland, Fernando from Puerto Rico, Luke from England, Helena, Uruguay, Miss Robinson, Argentina.
All right, we're running out of time, Candace.
Ivan Croatia,
too many shout-outs.
Malaysia, Kyle, and Ellie from Australia.
Okay. All right.
I got them. They all asked for a shout-out. Yes. So I give them what they want.
All right. You got what you wanted. All right. And Sierra, your opening statement.
All righty. I guess what I really want to just say is this is, you know, I'm new to this. I was new to Survivor. I'm new to the whole experience. But obviously, I pick up things really easy. And I'm really dedicated, and I'm really excited about it. And I guess my main thing is I'm just a normal chick who just, like, got into something crazy with my mom. I had the time of my life. I learned so much about the game, made so many friends. I'm wanting to come into, you know, Rob Has a Podcast with just open arms and wanting to do whatever the fans want. I've made so many great friends as far as fans go as well that I've heard so many great ideas about things that they want to have done, and I want to use the celebrity-ness that I've acquired to just help out in any way that I can. And yeah, I guess that's all.
All right. Good answer. I forgot to say at the top of the show, because we are live, and we have the Rob Has a Podcast chat room going on robhasawebsite.com. I see there's about over 300 people chatting right now. Wow. Plus, you can send in your questions via Twitter. We will take a couple of live questions. Use the hashtag RHAP. And you can also post your questions and comments on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel, which you can get to at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Be sure to tell us after the debate tonight who you think was the winner of the 2014 debate. And be sure to join us 1 week from tonight when Stephen Fishback and I return for the season premiere of Survivor Know-It-Alls live at 10:15 p.m. Eastern, 7:15 p.m. Pacific. Okay, so 2 hour Survivor premiere next Wednesday night. All right, so in this round, I have a unique question for each of you that was given to us by the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast. Okay, and so we're going to start this round with Sierra. And this question comes to us for you uniquely from Sean Fox. He wants to know, you'll have 1 minute to answer this question, to Sierra from Sean Fox. Since Miss Survivor has never been blonde, do you feel that your hair color gives you an advantage over Andrea and Candace?
Obviously. I don't know. I mean, clearly, I mean, being a brunette, I guess, has its perks. You know, I'm up against two blonde girls. I don't know if that really is what differentiates me from them at all. But I mean, don't they say like brunettes have more fun?
Sure, you could say that.
Yeah, we do.
Can a blonde ever win Miss Survivor?
I guess time will tell, but as of now, apparently not. What, Poverty and RC and then Sierra Easton? I mean, that's a great lineup right there.
Okay. Candace or Andrea, do you have a rebuttal to Sierra's question?
I think that a blonde is next. We need a blonde. We need to shake things up a little bit. So I think you're sweet, Sierra, but maybe, Candace, maybe we got to take this one for the team, you know?
I guess I'd be curious to know, are you both naturally blonde?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, I do dye my hair, so either way, I think I'm on either side.
I'm a little bit of a dirty blonde. So.
See, deep down, everybody wants the brunettes to win anyway, so I don't know why we're even talking blonde versus brunette when we know I win.
Well, revelations coming out in the Miss Survivor 2014 debates. All right, so let's go to Candace here. And Candace, this question is for you, and this comes from our own Jessica Frey, who wants to know, Candace, Did Parvati give you any tips for the debate or Miss Survivor? What did you learn from playing with the first ever Miss Survivor?
I haven't talked to Parvati about Miss Survivor. I've been really busy at work and trying to fit this in between shifts. I did a 30-hour call shift last night. But I wouldn't say I really learned anything from her, but I think Parvati is a great player. I think she, she has a different strategy from me. You know, she uses her, sex appeal to appeal to the guys and the girls, and people love her for that. But that's not really my thing. So I think we're both good players, but I think we're very different in the way that we approach the game. But I love my girl Parv. We're old school, back from Cook Islands.
Yes, all the way back. Sierra or Andrea, do you have a rebuttal to Candace's question? All right, then we'll move along. Andrea, this question.
What are you
going
to say?
I disagree.
No, I know you guys met, and she told you everything.
All right, let's go to Andrea's question. Comes to us from Brian Morlock, and he wants to know, I want to know what Andrea could do differently to make it to the end. She was so close and played a great game until Cochran led a blindside against her. Andrea, what will you need to do to one day make it to the end of Survivor?
First of all, I think that on both seasons, the guys always get me in trouble. And I know that my second season, I was hanging out with the guys, even though I wasn't aligned with them, with Eddie and the Amigos. Just hanging out with them made people nervous. So I think because I was also on the swap and bonded with them, Dawn and Cochran are really nervous that I was going to align with them. And
all right, Andrea is she gave us a response that was too hot for Google Hangout.
Maybe play it. Maybe. We have an idol. Just maybe play it. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Do you guys have any rebuttal to how Andrea can get to the end if she plays Survivor again?
I just have a comment about the tribe switch-ups. I think it's tough, like when the tribes get switched and you form bonds with these other people and then you go back to your old tribe and then people, you know, everyone's always suspicious of you. So I feel you, Andrea. I feel you on that one.
Thanks,
I'm not sure where you were going because you cut out there at that end, but I was feeling you.
Yeah, it's tricky because you can really like someone or be friends with someone, but if they're not in your alliance, it's hard to portray that to the people you're aligned with that, oh, no, I'm actually just, they're cool. Like, I like hanging out with them on the island, but I'm not going to flip sides. It's tricky.
Okay. Next question for you guys. Okay, well, same question for each of you. You'll have 30 seconds to answer. Okay, this round we will start with Andrea. And this question comes to us from Stephen Shore. And he wants to know, what tribe would each of you be on in Survivor Cagayan? And why? What tribe would you be on? Brains, Beauty, or Brawn, and why?
Each of us?
Yes. You don't have to tell us the other people. Just tell us yourselves.
Okay. Like, that would get a little...
No, attack. I think we should tell the other person, too.
Hey, if you want... If you want
to do that? Should
we
play that?
What I would say is, you guys each tell us where you should be, and then we'll have a round of counterpoints where you can say, actually, you would be on this different tribe. Okay. Andrea.
Okay. I would say I would like to be on the Brawn just because I do very well in the challenges. I work a lot around camp and I'd rather be put into the Brawn. I don't think people would see me as a Brawn. I don't think people would see me necessarily as a brain. So other people might put me in Beauty, but I would rather be in the Brawn.
Okay. Andrea is on the Brawn tribe. Candace, which tribe are you on?
I was going to say Brawn because look at these guns, but but Andrea took that one. So I think it's always fun to be on the Brains because, you know, they're always coming up with like hatching the plans and stuff. But it would also be fun to be on the Beauty tribe because, they casted a bunch of like ditzy people and you could control them. So I don't know.
It's funny because it's really hard as a girl to be like, oh, I would be.
Andrea, this is not your time. I'm sorry.
Bye.
Not your time yet. It's not your time.
Denied.
Okay, Sierra.
Well, since this is, wait, I'm not done. Since this is a pageant, I want to be on the beauty tribe.
There you go. All right, so is it brawn or beauty you're on?
I'm going to go beauty since Andrea took brawn.
Okay, beauty. You can use the same one. You could be on the same tribe. Sierra.
I just want to say something different.
Okay, Sierra, what tribe are you going to be on?
I would go with where I was placed, and that was in the brains, and I would think that would be a good spot for me, because I might not be, like, brainy, like we talked about this last time, like mathematics or school or whatever, but I mean strategy-wise, socially-wise, I feel like I held my own, I feel like I did pretty good, and I feel like I would do best there, but I do agree with Candace, where she's saying it might be more fun to be on the beauty tribe.
Okay. So are you a brain or a beauty?
I'm a brain.
Okay. All right, let's check what people are saying on Twitter. I just got a tweet. At E. Orland says, no way Sierra is a brain tribe. Oh my God.
Hey,
oh.
Haterade.
Wow, that's the Haterade.
That was so fast.
About.
That was so fast.
Wait, Sierra, you have some Gatorade. Start drinking it.
I know. I need to show these people. Seriously, let's calm down. I can be on the brain tribe, okay?
All right. Now, Andrea, what did you want to say?
About what? Why I was laughing?
No, when I said it wasn't your turn to talk yet. Now it's your turn.
Oh no, I was just trying to say that it's hard. I mean, as girls, I don't think any of us would want to say, oh, we would be on the beauty tribe. But I think that Candace, I would have placed Candace in either beauty or brawn, because I know I always look up to you, Candace, as one of the most athletic females that have played Survivor. And I'm not sucking kneecaps. I'm just saying, you're tough. Like, I would
Wait,
love
you're not
to.
Talking what? What did you say? Kneecaps?
Oh, I'm not sucking kneecaps.
What's that? I've never heard of it.
Oh, that's a Rob has a podcast saying. Which.
Oh no.
Whoops, my bad.
Trying to suck up to you. I'm saying I've always looked up to you as a challenge beast. Like, you're somebody I would actually want to go head to head with on Survivor. So I would put you in brawn. But you're also very beautiful.
Well, I think we're all three would fit into all the categories. So wait, I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead. What were you going to put us in categories?
Was I going to?
No, Andrea, I don't know. What, are we on to that yet?
No, we can move on to the next question. And just for the record, that I was teasing that Eliza did not, Eliza, I don't believe she is watching live and did not tweet anything, just in case people are going to get
pissed. Trying to stir the pot.
No, that's, well, that's based on something that
you
really happened. That really did happen.
I was
happen.
About to get on Twitter right now.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Okay, let's start this round with Sierra. And this question comes to us from Villa Estrella, who wants to know, what is the essence of being a woman on Survivor?
I hate this question. Do I have to start?
Yes, you have to.
Well, is it bad that I don't understand the question?
Sierra, you're off the brains tribe.
Hey, yay! You got me out, whatever. I wrote it off the brains tribe.
I just got a tweet from Eliza.
What's funny about this question is I almost wanted to, like, ask my... I was reading through some of the questions that people posted to see because I am involved. I wanted to know what people wanted, you know, to ask me. And I saw it, and I just don't understand, like, I don't understand what they're asking.
All right, well, then let me start with Andrea, and then you can go third on this question. Okay?
Thanks.
Andrea, what is the essence of being a woman on Survivor?
I think that as a woman on Survivor, we almost have more to prove than the guys, because watching the Mr. Survivor debate, that article came up about sexism in Survivor, and the guys get glorified, but I think there's a lot of really powerful women, so prove that we can be breakout stars and thrive on an island. And I think it's empowering as a woman to be selected on Survivor, as it is should be for a man. But in this day and age, it's a chance to prove yourself and show that we can kick butt just like the guys.
All right, Candace, what do you say? What is the essence of being a woman on Survivor?
I kind of want to go off what Andrea said. I was glad that article was brought up yesterday.
Which was a lot about you.
Yes, I was there, and it was frustrating because, you know, I love Jeff Probst, and he does the best that he can. He's the best host on TV, I believe, but, you know, everybody has their own preferences, and it's hard to, you know, hide those. And I do think that Jeff is kind of a guy's guy, and that yeah. you know, there was that scene with you know, me telling John, you know, or, you know, why don't we give it to the idol to Monica, and Jeff, and you know, Jeff calls me out for telling my husband, quote unquote, what to do, and then you know, Brad repeats, you know, three times to Monica, walk it down, put it in the fire, walk it down, put it in the fire, and Jeff doesn't have anything to say about that. So I do think that, you know, it's kind of the most likable characters often tend to be the guys, but I think it's probably, I don't think it's on purpose. I think it's because the guys tend to have bigger personalities that shine through on the medium of television. Whereas women tend to work more subtly and, you know, behind the scenes, and we'll give a look and we know what we're talking about, but that doesn't translate as well on TV. So I don't think it's intentional. I think it's just the medium that makes it hard to really develop a strong female character.
Okay. And Sierra, what does it mean to be a woman on Survivor?
Okay. Well, now that I've had time to think about it a little bit, I guess something I would say along the lines of what Candace and Andrew were talking about, as far as the sexist thing goes, I kind of disagree with people, and maybe I have a weird viewpoint on it. And but basically, what I want to say is I think it kind of is what you make it. I mean, I can see examples of where women maybe are portrayed worse than guys, but I can tell you from my experience only, I mean, I was, you know, and a tribe where men were dominating and the women were being picked off. And I think that I just outsmarted the situation. I took the cards that I was dealt, and for whatever reason, I was dealt that way. I mean, if you look at the guys on my tribe, they by nature are, you know, going to be better at the challenges than me. Like, they're going to be building the shelter. Like, that's just the way the world works. And I think that it all comes down to how you play your cards. And I don't think that means women are weaker. I think, honestly, it meant I was a stronger person, because I just realized, like, okay, look, Sierra, you're in a tribe where the men are dominating. What are you going to do? And one by one, those guys got knocked out because I used my strengths, which were completely different from theirs, to my advantages. But anyway, my point in saying that is the whole sexist thing, I don't believe that there is a sexist issue on the show. I really don't. I think it's just the way the world works. When you go outside, you're going to see it everywhere you go. It's not particular to Survivor. I don't think the game is formulated where men can succeed and men's story can be told, because I feel like my story was told. I just feel like maybe it's what America wanted to hear. And for whatever reason, we like to hear, you know, and see the male guy dominating. But I think it's refreshing to see, you know, a mother-daughter duo, or, you know, a woman manipulating and getting her way at the end. And I don't know. I just think whatever the cards you were dealt is really how it all plays in. I don't know if it has anything to do with being a woman.
Candace, Andrea, rebuttal?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Sierra. And I'm so grateful for everything that happened on Survivor. And I don't feel so strongly one way or the other, but I do think that people glorify, especially Jeff, he glorifies the male characters. And I think women, like, for example, Sophie Clark and Kim, they played wonderful games and won, and I just don't think they get enough credit. Even though it's one person, like Jeff tweeting something, I see him glorifying a lot of the male characters, which is a bummer, because someone like Sophie or Kim are amazing, and they won the game fair and square, but I just think that it just doesn't seem equal to me, which is a bummer. There's not much we can do about it except try to just take down that difference in a way.
I guess, like, and I get what you're saying, and I got what Candace was saying, and I hear all the time, and it's a really popular topic of conversation, obviously, but I think that it requires you caring what everybody else thinks. And, like, my thing is if I was Kim Spradlin and I played an amazing game like she did, or Sophie Clark and I played an amazing game like she did, I don't care what Jeff's tweeting about, because I just won, you know? So I guess it kind of requires a little bit of caring what everybody else is thinking about.
That's true. That's true. And I'm not saying that they necessarily care or I would care either way. I'm just saying I think that's where a lot of people see that this is an issue.
Okay, we have to move on this subject. We have a lot of other. I let the times go on that one, because it was an important question. But I've got to keep you guys to less than a minute on these answers. Okay. Sierra, this round does start with you.
Okay.
JJ Hannigan wants to know, all three of the finalists have daunting commitments. Sierra is a mom with two children. Candace is a doctor. And Andrea is a host slash model slash actress slash writer. Is that from your website? All those slashes. Describe in detail how each of you will make time for the duties of Miss Survivor with such busy schedules, okay? And we've got to keep this to under a minute. Okay, Sierra, okay. You're up first.
Wait, what was the question?
The question, once again, is all three of you have daunting commitments. How will, in detail, each of you make time for the duties of Miss Survivor with such a busy schedule?
Okay, can I go now?
Yes.
Okay. So for me, being, you know, the mom and the wife and whatever, I think it all comes down to prioritizing. And I would make Rob Has a Podcast and Miss Survivor a priority in my life. And I think that really that's all it comes down to. If that is a huge priority for me, you know, I'm going to make sure I put off smaller things, you know, to make this happen. And I really think that that's all it comes down to, is just making it a priority in my life. There will never be an issue with me. I mean, I'm sick right now, and I knew I'm going to be there. I'm going to do it because, first off, I said I was going to do it. Second off, it's important for me. And I feel, you know, very privileged to be able here to be able to even be here to do this. So anyway, prioritize.
Okay. Candace, same question. How will you make time for the commitments that Miss Survivor will require with your busy schedule?
If something's important to you, you make time and you make it happen. You know, I wake up at 4 a.m. I just worked a 30-hour shift yesterday. I have to wake up at 4 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm here. I'm tired. I'm doing it. And you know what? Like, Rob Has a Planet is important to me. Your fans, my fans, Survivor fans. I've been a fan since day one, first episode of Survivor 14 years ago, or however long it was. And this has been a part of my life since I was in high school. And I met a little girl a couple months ago who was like 10 years old. And she went back and watched all the shows, all the seasons of Survivor. And I just think it's such a great show that all ages can get involved in. And I think it's just cool. So I don't know where I'm going with that, but I will be dedicated.
Okay, good. Perfect. And right at the buzzer. All right. And Andrea, same question.
I actually think that I have a lot to offer if I am Miss Survivor, because with my hosting experience and writing, and now I'm actually getting into producing as well, I would love to produce a few things. We could collaborate and do an East Coast roast, maybe something creative. If Aris is Mr. Survivor, maybe we do an open mic. Or maybe if Malcolm's Mr. Survivor, we do a Rob Has a Podcast pub crawl. I mean, I have lots of awesome ideas, and I also travel a lot. So I think with the community and with how much I love Rob Has a Podcast, I think we could come up with some really awesome ways to help mingle the fans, the survivors.
Bad internet connection.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good answer, but the internet connection is not great for Andrea. She's been cutting out a little bit here tonight. All right, but
no dedication.
No dedication. Not a dedicated.
I lost you guys.
No, that's fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're back.
Did I pretty much get my point across?
Yes. Yeah. Mingle, pub crawl. I think we got it.
Yeah, I have tons of ideas. So I think that together we can do some really awesome things.
Okay. Good. So let's move on to our next question. And actually, we're going to paraphrase the words of one of our Mr. Survivor finalists. Rise Madgwick wants to know, in the famous words of Otis, suppose I can only vote for the other two, who should I vote for and why? This was Otis's jury question on Survivor Blood versus Water that he asked to Tyson, Jervis, and Monica. It comes up here today in the Miss Survivor debates. And Andrea, we're going to start with you.
Well, this isn't fair because they're friends. So they're going to vote for each other. Who should I vote for?
You can only vote for Candace or Sierra.
Okay, I'm only going to just say Candace. Stick with the blondes. No offense to you, Sierra. You know I love you, Sierra. I'm just going to... We need to mix it up. I want to see some blonde action, even if it's not natural.
Okay. Andrea is not alone in wanting to see some blonde action. All right. Candace, same question.
If they can only vote for the other two, I mean, I would say Sierra because I know her and I've never met Andrew before, but now I already said we got to stick with the blonde. So now let me wait to see what Sierra says.
No, there's no, this is the order. You have to go first, Candace.
Okay, Sierra, wink twice. I'll go with Sierra because I know her.
Okay.
I understand that.
All right. And
Deep down, you just hate me.
Sierra, if you had to only vote for one of the other two, who would you vote for and why?
Okay. Well, Candace. I would go with Candace, not only because
I quit. I quit.
I know, I'm sorry, Andrea, but
I'm gonna
not
go
only
cry myself to sleep.
it's not only because I know her, but I've just seen like how dedicated she is to this. And I mean, you saw her like rambling off shout outs to people when we first got on here. I mean, I just think that I would vote Candace. So that's my answer.
Okay, fair enough. Andrea, you're the outsider.
No, we love
What?
her too. We love her too.
No.
It's sad because we are just on the same season. So, I mean, it's obvious that she, but that makes her the underdog.
Oh,
Yeah.
you guys are cutting out. I think it's my connection.
Oh, okay. Well, you can watch
No,
in the
I get
archives.
it. And also, yeah, Candace, despite working like crazy hours, is very good at responding to people on Twitter.
Yes.
So
Candace has been very active on social media throughout the Miss Survivor campaign, and it's paid dividends to get to this point.
yeah, well, I was fourth place, so I gotta go grassroots.
Yes. All right. So next question. This round we are going to start with Sierra, and this question comes to us from April Thomas, who wants to know who is one of your Survivor crushes who was not on your season, and don't say Rob or one of the Mr. Survivor finalists. Hashtag not kneecap sucking. All right, so
Okay.
that's the question, and we know that nobody's answer to this question would be Rob. So who is one of your Survivor crushes, if you would like to answer, that was not on your season?
Okay, well, it's a different Rob. Boston Rob has always been one of my crushes, and I was pretty young when I watched his first season, and it was like embarrassing because I would go to school and tell all my friends about, this cute guy I saw on TV. Anyway, but yeah, totally, he's always been my crush. I love watching him. I don't know what it is about him. I love him. Sorry, Amber.
Okay. Well, Amber is
Amber.
probably watching this right now, and I'm sure
Amber.
she might be very upset, but she's probably a little flattered too.
Oh wait, I have to say something else.
Oh, yes.
Okay, real quick. Even this my last season, I think Boston Rob like tweeted about me a couple of times, and I saved the screenshot of it, and I like sent it to all my friends and to my mom, and I was like, oh my God. So yeah, it runs pretty deep.
Boston Rob was very complimentary about you on this podcast as well.
I know.
Yes. So Candace, same question.
Almost every season I like to pick a crush, and John does the same, and we sometimes pick crushes on purpose to annoy each other. Like he'll pick the person that I don't like on purpose just to annoy me. But way back before I ever met John, I believe this guy was on your season, Rob, Amazon. Wasn't there a guy that was like a rocket scientist or
Dave J
something?
Dave Johnson,
Yes, he was my first like major
Bangarang.
Survivor crush.
Wow.
And then on my season, on my first season, Cook Islands, I had a big crush on JP Calderon.
How'd
But
that work out?
sadly, all the best ones are
Right.
batting for the other team.
Right. Oh no.
But anyways.
All right, Andrea, same question to you.
Well, I mean, John Cody, obviously.
Woo! Yes.
This is awkward.
I thought you'd be upset. Oh,
No, I love
no. He is. You have a very adorable husband. I think
it.
this experience has made it clear how everyone is obsessed with him. Also, I really liked Token Cheens, and I can't say Tyson, but I really liked the characters in Token Cheens, and I don't have a crush on Coach, but I just found him super fascinating. And I remember I liked him and JT and Tyson. I was just fascinated by those three
And
people.
not Stephen Fishback?
No.
Come on, you don't want to suck some kneecaps?
Steven's there.
Okay, Steven is there. Okay. All right. So,
yes.
All right, Andrea, this round starts with you, okay? This question is very, very interesting. Paolo Arago wants to know, the inclusion of transgenders has been a hot topic for beauty pageants of late. If a transgender becomes a castaway, should she then be eligible as a Miss Survivor competitor?
I don't see why not. I think that I have no discrimination, and if she has a fan base and wants to represent Rob as a podcast and people vote her in, then I have no problem with it.
Okay. All right. Candace, same question. Should a transgender, if she were to be on Survivor, would she be eligible for the Miss Survivor pageant?
Absolutely. I think a transgender she has a better chance of winning than a transgender he. But I think so. I would definitely be more threatened by the Miss Survivor contestant.
Would you allow a transgender to appear in the Mr. Survivor competition?
Yeah. Well, same answer.
Yes. Okay. And Sierra, same question.
Yeah, I give the same answer as them. But definitely both ways. I think it goes. I think this is a little bit off subject, but kind of on. I've learned a lot about myself through my Survivor experience, and I went in very closed-minded, and I came out super open-minded. And I think that I'm all for this equality, and I think that she definitely should be able to do it.
Yes, well, I agree. I would be all for a transgender Miss Survivor at some point down the road. I hope that it becomes a reality one day. I would be very proud.
But can we talk about the bulge? Would they blur the bulge?
Okay, sure. We'll go to the let's go to the question from last night. Felipe Shimon wants to. He actually has a 2-part question. So let me start with the quick part. Oh, let's go just real quick, 15 seconds each. Bulge or no bulge? Should we blur the bulge? Felipe Shimon brings up the question that Ken asked last night. All right, Sierra, blurring the bulge, yes or no?
Don't blur the bulge. No, big mistake. We like seeing the bulge.
Okay, Sierra likes to see it. Candace.
I want to see the bulge. We see nipples. I want to see bulge.
Okay, fair enough. And Andrea.
No, you can't just stop blurring the bulge because it just draws more attention that there's a bulge. Just let it happen.
Okay.
All right, let's see it.
All right.
let's see it.
Okay.
I want to see what you're working with, boys.
The bulge. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's go. Let's take a question from Twitter. Brian Lynch, our very own Brian Lynch wants to know, can you ask the Miss Survivor candidates to say one negative thing about each of their opponents? Okay, so this round, Sierra, it is your turn. Could you answer Brian Lynch's question quickly? One negative thing about each of your rivals.
Okay, Andrea, too nice. Is that negative?
You could consider it negative.
Too nice. And then Candace, I would say too busy.
Yeah, this
is
too
I'm
busy.
Not mean enough. I don't know.
Wait, I'm too nice, and that
You're
was
too nice.
All right, Candace. One negative thing about each of your competitors.
Sierra, not blonde enough. And Andrea, not a on a former season of mine.
Okay.
All
right. And
Wait,
Andrea.
We suck at this.
All right, Sierra, your rap was terrible, and Candace, your prank was fake.
Oh no, these are fun. All right. Is there?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't. I will never know. I'm just
all right. Do you guys have a response to Andrea?
We're shooting for the jugular on both.
Who was too nice?
Yeah, I was right.
Rescind that, Sierra. Rescind.
I need to take that back.
You said too nice, so I had to go a different route of what I was going to originally say.
That's okay. You did great. You can be a better rapper than I was.
Okay. All right. So, Andrea, we'll start this round with you, okay? You don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but it was a very popular question with our people with our town hall respondees. They wanted to know Ding, Marry, Kill, the Mr. Survivor Final Three.
Oh!
Let's see. Ding, Marry, Kill. I can't. Well, who's ever married? Ours is engaged, right?
Ours is engaged, yes.
And Tyson has a girlfriend.
Tyson has a serious girlfriend.
So I will marry Tyson, and then Rachel and I can just share. Because ours is a baby.
And Tyson is, you know.
Yeah, I think that Rachel will be open. I think that, yeah, exactly. So I think Rachel will be open to sharing. So let's marry Tyson. Because I don't think I could marry Malcolm. He just feels like a brother to me, and that would be weird. And
if
then,
you marry Tyson, you might have sister wives.
I would
just
be open
keep that
to
in
that.
Mind. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of fun. Maybe that's where my life is taking me.
Okay, so you're married to Tyson.
Marry Tyson and ding and kill. Oh, why does it have to be ding? I wish we could just have a coffee date.
Well, that wouldn't be a very fun game.
Let's just, I don't want to, they're too sweet. I'll just ding Malcolm because he's single, and then I feel bad, but I'll just kill Aris.
Just to get that straight, so you wouldn't want to marry Malcolm because he'd be like a brother.
Yeah, it would just feel weird. I think our marriage would be fine for maybe a year.
But the ding, that's fine.
Well, because if I would ding Tyson, then I'd feel bad about Rachel. But okay. I could marry Tyson. I can marry Tyson and not ding him.
Poor Otis. And poor Otis is dead at this hour.
Well, I know.
With a baby on the way. An orphan.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
We get to ding Vetus and Aris.
What?
At the same time or separately?
I mean, they're running together, so that should be included.
If that's on the table, if that'll help, if that'll help you, that is available as an option.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, Candace, before we get to Sierra's answer, which might be the home run of the night, let's go to Candace.
I say definitely ding Otis. He's a Delph, totally. And marry Malcolm. I think he's very sweet. And that way we could share John Cody. And, you know, just because kill is the last option, Tyson.
Kill Tyson.
You're dead to me, Tyson.
Okay. Sierra, do you have a different way to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinda. Okay. I would marry Tyson because I love him. I would ding the Bushkowskis brothers, definitely, both of them. If they're running together, they got to do this
as well. That's a double ding, yeah.
And then I would kill Malcolm, but only because kill's the only option, and I don't know Malcolm.
Well, so everybody goes in very different directions here. There's lots of insight into how the Miss Survivor minds work. Okay.
that could be the deciding vote.
Okay.
You never know.
Good. Let's do one more question, and then we'll do our closing statements. I have a question from Tyson, who says, if and when I win Mr. Survivor, will you be willing to handle any and all joint endeavors by yourself with absolutely no help from me? This is a yes or no question. Real quick, down the line. Andrea, we'll start with you. Yes or no? Would you be willing to do all the work if Tyson is Mr. Survivor?
Yeah, I got it. I got this.
Candace?
Exactly. We don't need him.
Sierra?
I'm so used to doing all the work for Tyson, so yeah.
Oh! There you go. Okay. Here's a question. This is a fun one. Okay, this is from JJ Hannigan, and he wants to know, on top of being beautiful, charming, and Survivor savvy, Miss Survivor needs to have a good sense of humor. Tell the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast one funny or embarrassing story about yourself. Okay. And actually, this round, I'll let, in case anybody needs a moment to think, is anybody ready to jump in?
I guess I can go. All right. I don't know if this is the best story.
All right, Candace, a funny story about yourself.
I was in third grade. I was in the lunch line, and I asked the teacher if I could go to the bathroom, and I had to go really bad. And she wouldn't let me go, and so I was waiting in the lunch line to pay for my food, and I peed my pants in the middle of the school cafeteria in the third grade. And so I had to walk through the cafeteria full of kids having peed my pants. Oh, no, I was mortified.
Like a Cochrane story.
I don't know. That's the first story that comes to mind.
Okay. Are you okay now?
You're
feel like that
impressed.
Would be, I feel like that would be a scarring incident.
It was scarring, but I had like green beans on my lunch tray that had like the green bean juice, and so I convinced the kids around me that I had spilled the green bean juice on my pants.
Okay. Well, that was a good cover. That was a good cover.
Yeah, Candace. it was preparation for Survivor. You know, you always have to have a cover story.
That's good. Sierra or Andrea, a funny story about yourself.
When I was 16, I just got my license and I was super cocky because I was driving now, and it was Thanksgiving, and my mom said, okay, do you want to drive to Thanksgiving by yourself? Because we're going to be there before you. And I was like, of course. And then she asked if I knew how to get there. And I'm like, Mom, we've been going to Thanksgiving. It's half an hour away. I got it. So I drove there and I pulled into the driveway and I pulled up, there's kids waving to me in the window, and I was feeling awesome. I literally just got my license. So I walk into the door, and the first person, I'm like, oh, it must be a new boyfriend, cool. And then I keep walking, and I'm starving, so I go straight to the food. I have a plate in my hand, and the house is full of people. I'm not even talking to anyone, I'm just starving. I actually pick up, I think it was a bun, and all of a sudden I realized that the whole house was silent. And I look around, and I don't recognize anyone. So, and the first thing, this is what I said, it was the whole house was quiet, and I go, I think I'm at the wrong Thanksgiving. And everyone started laughing, and turns out, down the street. So I was at the wrong place. The house setup was exactly the same, but I went to the completely wrong Thanksgiving party and actually was going to eat their food.
Okay, that can be very embarrassing. That would be a very embarrassing thing to do. Good story, Andrea and Sierra. A funny or embarrassing story about yourself?
Okay, I have an embarrassing one, and it's super embarrassing, and it's kind of gross.
Okay, perfect.
Excellent.
So I'm warning you, like kind of really gross, actually. Okay, so when I was younger, like in school, I want to say I was probably in middle school or something, I started my period. I know, gross, really, really, super
Stop.
Gross.
And,
this is real talk.
What?
Real talk.
Can I keep talking
keep
about
going,
it?
Keep going, keep going.
Okay, so I started my period, and I went through my pants, and I called my mom, and I'm like, Mom, come pick me up now. We have a problem. She picks me up. I go home. I go into the bathroom, which is upstairs. I am changing my pants, which they're gross, and we have a laundry chute. And I throw my underwear down the laundry chute, and I hear a man's voice say to me, hello up there. And I'm like, what the heck? And I run out of the room, and I'm like, Mom, who's downstairs? And she's like, oh, the electrician's downstairs. He's working on our heater or something. He got my dirty underwear tossed on his head from the laundry chute. I locked myself in the bathroom and would not come out until he left.
Wow.
I know.
That's cool. Like super bad. That's
I know.
It is super bad.
Yeah, that's
like a one in a million.
I'm mortified. Jesus.
Yeah, oh my God. Sierra might have won Miss Survivor
Miss
right
Survivor.
There.
It was bad.
All right. Wow. Wow. Do you guys want to hear? Otis is in the chat room. He's been chatting with the Miss Survivor debate watchers. Do you want to hear his Ding Marry Kill?
Of course.
All right. Otis from the chat room. He went with Ding Sierra. That's a match. Then marry Candace. And then
he just killed
Andrea.
he's bitter because I said kill. It's the last option. I'm sorry, Otis.
Yeah. Sorry.
Otis, I think we can have a long relationship. Successful relationship.
Oh, I guess so. I guess Otis and I are going to kill each other at the same time. That could be dramatic.
That would be very dramatic.
We'll film it.
Like Reservoir Dogs. Yeah.
Rob is a podcast project.
Okay.
Watch us kill each
Snuff
other.
Film. Yes. Okay. So this has been a very exciting debate. I'm going to give each of you an opportunity to have your closing statements now. I'll give each of you up to a minute of time to tell us one last reason why people should go to the polls and vote for you at MissSurvivor.com. Andrea.
Yeah. Vote for me. I love Rob has a podcast. I'll be very, very active. I want to plan some really awesome things. I'm the only one not married, so there's still possibilities there.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just not as tied down as the other two.
Rob, also... you remember prostitution?
No, I am not single though, but I'm not married. And
all right, we'll leave it at that until Andrea comes back. All right. Candace, who is married?
Okay.
Yes.
So I think that I have run a pretty respectful grassroots campaign. You know, I got voted out 30 seconds into blood versus water, but I, you know, made my presence known. I have flipped the bird on more than one occasion. I made John Cody eat paper. I have offered him up for a free pass with Malcolm. And
that's prostitution.
That is prostitution. I'm all for it. I'm not hating. I'm with you. I think no matter what happens, I've had a great time. Thank you so much for including me. I'm glad that I barely squeezed into the top three. I love Rob Has a Planet. So either way, I'll be involved, and I'm excited, and I love you guys.
Oh, very, very sweet answer from Candace. And now closing statements from Sierra.
Okay, I guess I just want to say that I'm very grateful to be here and to be up against Andrea and Candace, whom I love. I guess my main thing is just I feel like kind of an underdog being new to this all. So I would just like to say thanks for everybody who has been supportive of me. I learned so much through my season, so much. I grew so quick. And I think, you know, digging deep kind of is my theme, and I'm willing to dig deep for you guys and really reach out and communicate with the fans and hear what they want to do and just show you how dedicated I can truly, truly, truly be. And so I just think that vote for the underdog and let's have some fun.
Okay. Well, great job, Sierra. I think everybody in the chat room appreciated this. Here's Spicy Wasabi has tweeted, good job, ladies. Very fun and entertaining. So I think the voters have been very happy with what they've seen here tonight. It's going to be a great competition. And for sure, we are going to have a worthy Miss Survivor. And let me just show you, I don't think I've shown it yet on the show. We have, here is the Miss Survivor 2014 sash that one of you will be receiving. Very, very nice. And we'll have a Miss Survivor tiara as well. When we crown Miss Survivor 2014 live this Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We will have some guests in studio. The tabulator will be with us live. I have gotten word also today that the original Miss Survivor Parvati Shallow will be with us live. So it'll be a very fun night. I hope all of you guys will be standing by. It would be great to hear from all of you and ultimately from Miss Survivor herself on Monday night. I believe it's February 24th, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, if anybody's around. So, very fun debate. Great job tonight, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. And be sure we are going to have a lot more here for Rob as a Podcast this week. We're going to have a cast preview with Corinne Kaplan that people have been waiting for this for. It's been a year and a half since we've done one of these. We will have that for you later on this week. And of course, we'll have our Amazing Race coverage also for Amazing Race All-Stars live on Tuesday night to get into the first episode of the new season of Amazing Race All-Stars. So plenty more to do. Subscribe to the podcast, robiswebsite.com/iTunes, and subscribe to this YouTube channel as well, robiswebsite.com/YouTube. And if you think the ladies here tonight did a great job and you like seeing the Mr. Survivor debates, give us a like and a thumbs up on YouTube. We always appreciate it. So have a great night, everybody. And for the Miss Survivor Debate 2014, I'm Rob Sesternino. Good night.